When Alexander Graham Bell perfected his invention, he says, I'll admit it's swell, but I think I ought to mention, you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern gas and electric ranges, automatic and wringer washers, water heaters, and home freezers, originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Norge presents The Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Lorene Petal, Pat McGeehan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now the star of our program, MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Russ? Hey, Rod, we got the Air Force here tonight. How would you guys like to... What do you got? Huh? Engineers? Well, you got two engineers. Good. You stay after the show. You can help me across the street. We have the engineers. How about a nice round of applause, fellas? Let the folks hear. Well, how are you, Rod?
Oh, I'm fine, Red, but you look hot and bothered.
Yeah. I woke up this morning. I found my house was full of smoke.
Well, what did you do?
Well, let's turn a page and find out. Well, anyhow, I saw the house was full of smoke, and I didn't lose my head. First, I threw the furs and the valuables from the upstairs window. Then I ran to every room looking for the children.
Gee, did you find them?
Yeah, they were in the kitchen helping my wife, Georgia, scrape the toast.
Well, does Georgia cook for you?
Oh, yeah. My wife worships me. She puts burnt offerings in front of me three times a day. Well, I asked myself a time to keep him getting alone.
It's good you know what to do in case of a real fire.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that I was once a rookie fireman?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, my mother wanted me to be a fireman so I could rescue girls in flimsy nightgown.
Yeah?
I look silly in flimsy nightgown. No, did I ever tell you about my first big fire I went to?
No.
Did I ever tell you about my last big fire I went to?
No.
Same fire. Hey, you know, this is no kidding. I was a rookie fireman once. And did you know that in the training, they make you climb up a 200-foot ladder and jump into a net?
Really?
Yes, sir. You know that it's harder to climb down a ladder than it is up? No, I went right up there, and boy, right off I went.
Really?
I never did find out who pushed me.
Did you ever have any dramatic rescues, Red?
Oh, yes. I remember at a sorority house near the university when it burned down. I carried two beautiful girls out from the second-story window. And that got me into a lot of trouble.
Why?
The fire wasn't until the next day. Oh, boy. I like to be a fireman, though. Chop down doors, break windows and everything. I had to quit the job of the fire department. I finally got a good job selling newspapers.
Now, wait a second, Red. You mean you've had experience not only as a fireman, but as a newsboy also?
Well, this is a... We have to stretch the program out to a half hour. Hey, by the way, it's not newsboys. They like to be called, not newsboys, but newspaper boys.
Oh, that's
the correct way, see? Mm-hmm. Of course, the guys that sell them on our corner should be called a newspaper grandpa. This guy so old he remembers when Pike's Peak was a pimple. Mississippi was just a dewdrop. Oh, well. Anyhow, I realize how they feel about this newspaper business.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be referred to as a comedian, not a comic, you see.
Well, whoever called you a comic?
Nobody. As a matter of fact, they never call me a comedian, either. Ha ha ha! Well, getting back to the newspaper boy stuff, you know, those fellows really have a tough job. It's dangerous, too. You never know when a dog's going to bite you.
One of that stretching.
One day a lady says to me, she says, "That dog won't bite you." He just barks at you. I said, "I know. He just barked the seat out of my pants."
Don't you know that science has proven that if you're not afraid of a dog, he won't bite you?
I know science has proven that, but has science found a way to pass the word along to the dog? Oh.
You know, Red, you've got to give those newspaper boys credit. They really know how to sell papers.
You're not kidding, boy. The tricks those newspaper boys use. Like, when I was a kid, I used to stand on the corner and go, "Extra, read all about it. 28 people swindled. Read all about it." The guy'd buy the paper and he says, "There's nothing in here about 28 people swindled." I said, "I know. Read all about it. 29 people swindled." Don't go, fella. It's got to get better. Hurry, we'll wait. He's going out to phone the general. He'll be a little late tonight. Well, no kidding, though. Getting back to these newspaper headlines, do you ever see these kids that stand on the corner and they hold up the paper and the headline says, "President Truman declares war"? You hurry and buy the paper, he takes his thumb away, and the rest of the headline says, "On high prices."
Here's Dave Rose and the orchestra now with their rendition of "Gay Spirits." The next 60 seconds can make a real difference in your gas bills, and here's why. The new Nord self-starter gas range is a regular tight wad with gas. If you have a Nord self-starter, electricity lights the gas. There's no pilot light burning night and day. You just press a button, and oven or top burners light instantly and safely with a tiny electric coil. Now that's on only when you need it. That's money saver number one. Money saver number two is Norge's exclusive spirulator burners that focus the flame under any size pan. The result is faster, cleaner cooking and lower gas bills. Money saver number three is the wonderful Norge balanced heat oven. The temperature you set is the temperature you get. In every part of the oven, no hot spots, no cold spots, and no wasted gas. Norge heats just the oven, not your kitchen. I know there are other good ranges, but for the gas range that's tops for thrifty convenience, see this new self-starter. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord.
Tonight, we bring you a documentary on the problem of today. What has happened to our neighborhood theater?
Here I am again. Boy, this television sure has put the damper on my theater business. My business is so bad that last week my cashier dropped dead and we didn't find out about it until we went to change prices at 6 o'clock. When I opened this theater, we used to play the standing room only. Then I loosened up and bought some seats. I made a lot of money in those days. Monday was bingo, Tuesday was keno, Wednesday was dish night, and if you won the grand prize, you got to see the pictures. Then my business went bad. The only way I could make ends meet was to put in the popcorn and candy concession in the lobby. Then the pictures got so bad that the people got too sick to eat their popcorn. I thought I could save the theater if I just cut prices. I'd been better off if I just cut these jokes. I tried to cut prices, and finally, there was no reason for them to come at all. People just wouldn't pay the price to get in. Once that television hit, I'll tell you, my theater business really fell off. I remember the time when Willie Lump Lump came in. It was on a Saturday night.
Hurry, Willie, or we won't get to the theater before prices change.
Oh, shut up, flannel mouth. Let me catch my breath, Willie.
You're breathing.
And you're disappointed, too.
Now, look, Willie, why don't you admit it? You don't want to take me anywhere. You don't want me to have any fun. You hate me.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that.
Why, Willie?
Because I was going to say it myself.
Oh, you're impossible. And now we've missed the main feature.
Yeah,
we should have taken the car.
We should have taken the car. We should have taken the car. Don't make me laugh. I got that from an English picture. From the Owl movie. Don't make me laugh. We should have taken the car. The finance company's already took it.
You make me so mad.
Yeah.
I don't know why I go through this routine every week just to see a picture. When for the night crisis, we could go dancing.
Why, not me, boy. I'd rather sit and look at them women in the movies. The movie stars. That hideous Lamar, boy.
Don't you think I'm beautiful?
Are you trying to start an argument?
Willie? Don't take another step until you look at me and say I'm beautiful.
Now, let's not get sickening about this.
Willie, look at me and say I'm beautiful.
Okay. I'm beautiful. Now, pick up them big flat feet of yours and let's get going. Here, I'll buy the tickets. Give me two, please. Two. Now, we'll... They sell pretty long tickets here, don't they? What do you think we're going to, Chicago?
Here.
Pick up anything and read it.
Let me give the tickets to the doorman. I know how they irk you.
Yeah. Look at that stiff bird standing there. He looks like he's been wearing starched underwear.
Oh, I think he looks handsome.
Yeah.
You should try standing straight like he does.
Well, personally, I like to look a little crumpled up myself.
Good evening. Is this gentleman with you, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm with her. I'm paying off an election debt. Come on, let's go inside.
Just a moment, puny. I didn't tear your tickets.
Just a minute, Buster. I ain't a hankering for no trouble, you see. I got that from a Texas picture. I ain't a hankering to have any trouble with you. But my required time has expired. Got that off the insurance policy. And another thing, don't call me puny. Because I know what a puny is. It's a small horse, and don't call me puny.
I'm quite sorry, sir, but I do have to tear your tickets in half.
Well, that's better. You saw that same English picture, huh?
Here are your stubs.
What did you do, rip my arms off?
Oh, the way they tear them tickets. Someday I'm going to have a rubber ticket made and watch them go nuts by the...
Come on, Bill. Let's go see if we can find some seats. Are there a couple of seats in this aisle?
It's so dark I can't see. Wait, I'll light a match.
What do you see?
About 50 pair of eyes glaring at me.
Here, now, put that match out. You can't smoke in here.
I'm not smoking. Now, let's see ad-lib something on that, because that wasn't the line, you see. We are looking for a seat, Rusher. Rusher?
Not so loud. I'll find you two seats.
It's dark.
Yeah. Here, let me hold your hand, dear.
I'm sorry, sir. You'll have to let go. I'm not allowed to hold hands while on duty. Now, where would you and your mother like to sit?
I'm not his mother.
That's right. Tell him, Granny.
Now, there are two seats in this row, and please be quiet.
Oh, careful. There's a step there.
No! Now he tells me. Well, help me up. My goodness, I might have broken my neck.
Yeah, Mother. Oh, well. No use dreaming. My whole life is full of disappointments anyhow. Come on, get on your feet. Well, that 98-cent girdle she's wearing just went.
Oh, my pearls broken are all over the floor.
Oh, I'll pick them up. It's over there. Kind of dark here. There's one. There's another one. Here's No, that's somebody's gum.
Hey, what are you doing, mister?
I'm picking up this bead that my wife is wearing around her neck. I don't know what it is. Some kind of a necklace. She's got it in her throat, you see.
Choker?
I'd love to.
Are there two seats there?
Yeah.
Pardon us, will you?
Oh! Well, why are you going around scaring people like that for?
Rip from a
Look,
cork!
Sterno breath. You're disturbing the whole theater, and if you don't pipe down, I'm going to punch you right in the nose.
What's this again?
So if you don't quiet down, I'm going to punch you right in the nose.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you just try it and see what happens.
Okay.
You! Well, you see what happens? It's bleeding.
The Smith Twins are here to sing Enjoy Yourself.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
Let me give you a few tips.
You work and work for years and years. You're always on the go. You never take a minute off. Too busy making dough. Someday you'll say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in your own rocking chair. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Move over, sister, and let me give you some good advice. Okay, Susie.
You're gonna take an ocean trip, no matter come what may. You got your reservations, but you just can't get away. Next year for sure you see the world, you really get around. But how far can you travel when you're 6 feet underground?
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
And now for our weekly homemaker hint from Jane Masters, co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department.
Do you know the secret of keeping custards and hollandaise sauce from curdling? Lots of good cooks don't. You must never let the water in the double boiler come to a boil. With some ranges, it's hard to keep water at the simmering point, but with a Norge, it's easy.
Yes, Norge's click simmer safety valves give you any degree of heat you want instantly, from a slow simmer to a fast boil. And those spirulator burners exclusive with Norge focus the flame like a spotlight. It never creeps up on the sides to waste gas or stain your pans. Foods cook more evenly, too, just as they do in the big Norge balanced heat ovens. And the smokeless Norge broiler. The heat you set is the heat you get. But why talk? Why not go to your Norge dealers and look? Look at the new Norge self-starter gas range, the one that lights by electricity. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Another industry feeling the impact of television is boxing. The authority on this subject is Cauliflower McPug.
Hiya, Cauliflower. Shadow boxing?
We ain't. Huh? Keep talking. I'll find you. I'm shadow boxing, but I'm not getting anywhere. That shadow's got a better left than I got.
I wanted to ask you something, Cauliflower. Could you tell me...
What is it? Stay in your corner till the bell rings. Don't get too anxious, boy. You can get hurt that way. There's the bell. Let's go. Hey, did you see my fight in Fresno last week?
No.
Boy, what a fight, boy. I had him scared to death. He thought I was dead. I'm going to tell you about my fight, boy. Yeah. I really had this guy baffled. He said, no hitting below the belt. There I was with my turtleneck fence on. They got silver handles on the side. That's in case anything happened. I'm ready, you see. Well, this guy wasn't looking, so I brought one up from the floor. That's where I wanted to turn.
Cauliflower.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I changed my name from Cauliflower to Sweet Chariot.
Why? Why?
I'm always swinging low.
How many fights have you lost?
One, I understand. Let's get out of this, Avery. That phone ringing is driving them birds nuts, you know. I only lost one fight. Of course, it was a split decision. The judge and the referee was against me. But I only lost one fight, which reminds me. You know, on the boxer's records, it says won, and then it says lost, and then it says drawn. Well, on mine, it says lost, drawn, and quartered. Step aside, you're coming, Super Chief. Every time I talk to you, that thing goes by.
Yes, it does.
Anyhow, I only lost one fight my entire career. I misunderstood the referee. I knocked my opponent down, and to stop it, will you? Stop it.
What is that stop it stuff?
That's Speedy.
Speedy?
Yeah, a little guy comes up and hits me on the back of the head, but when I turned around, he's never again.
About the referee, what did he say?
Oh, yeah, the referee, I knocked my opponent down and he said, run to a neutral corner, and the only one I could think of was Hollywood and Vine. They tell me, you've seen me fight, am I a colorful fighter? Huh?
Well, that I saw you, were knocked out in 5 seconds.
I know, but was I colorful? Hey, you want a bite to eat? The dinner bell's ringing.
Look, Cauliflower, there's no bell ringing. You know something?
What?
We're ready for the count.
Oh, I am.
Yes.
Oh, you think I'm going, huh?
Yes, I think you're gone.
Yeah, you think I slip a trolley, huh?
Yes, I think you slip a trolley.
You ought to see that rattler I room with. Oh, them rattlers down at that gymnasium. Them boys are really gone, them poor, simple souls. You know, they work out all day long, and they get all hot and tired, and then they run and dive in the swimming pool for a nice, cool swim.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There's no swimming pool in that gym. I know, I did 6 swan dives before I found out. You know, some guy told me the other day.
What?
He said I sort of fight like Jack Dempsey did.
Jack Dempsey?
Yeah, the Massive Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Jack Dempsey they said, the Massive Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Jack Dempsey? Hey, you know one fight I had?
What?
I got a guy got knocked out so cold that they had to carry him out of the ring with ice on. See these 2 holes in the side of my head?
Hey, wait a minute, Cauliflower. Where are you going?
I'm
going
to get off that track. Here comes that Super Chief. Hey, let's go down to the gym.
That isn't the gym. That's a barber shop.
Oh, what? I might as well get trimmed one place as another.
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in gas or electric rangers, washers, water heaters, refrigerators, and home freezers, everything Norge makes right. Make a point of visiting your Norge dealer to see the new Norge self-starter gas range, the range that doesn't waste gas on an ever-burning pilot light, that starts instantly, safely, by electricity. The range with the even browning balanced heat oven and exclusive spirulator burners that focus the flame for faster, cleaner cooking. Yes, see the new Norge self-starter gas range soon. And now until next week...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.